We're doing the Shot Aran. We're at the bottom of page Tefnun in the Musadar of Kuk edition. And the Aran had discussed the Torah prohibiting our access of the stars. And the Aran had said, even though there is information that can be gleaned from the stars, from astrology, the Torah prohibited it, firstly, so we shouldn't come to worshipping the stars. And secondly, because you don't need it, because the benefits that one might get by accessing the stars, one can get more effectively through the performance of mitzvot. When the Torah says the blessings and the curses, what the Torah is really telling you is, I've given you a system that overcomes those forces of nature, what the stars tell you will happen. ולמה הייתה התורה צריכה לבאר במה ישלם עניינו במה שנחסר מהתועלות ההן כי כלל התורה סובב על זה. And so you can't ask, why didn't the Torah tell us how you get these benefits or not? The Torah says, I don't want you to talk to the sorcerers and stargazers and figure out what hour should I start my business, what time is best to take this cure. Don't look at the stars and analyze all of this, because the Torah was telling us you have a much better system. And throughout the Torah tells you, you want to succeed in life, work with the system of the Torah. Don't think that you will gain benefits through these superstitions, sorceries, etc. It's not that these systems have nothing to offer, it's that you have a better system. And so the Torah's repetition of this concept over and over again, that by working with the system of the Torah, you will lead the best possible life, and you will have the benefits of the best possible life. In saying that, the Torah basically precluded the concept of trying to access the astrology, the sorcery, all the different forms of witchcraft. The Torah was telling you, I've given you a system which is better. The only thing the Torah was telling you, I'll give you an alternative to, is to figure out what the future holds for you. There the Torah said, you'll tell me, but they know what'll happen. So there the Torah said, I'll give you a prophet, you'll know better what's going to happen. The Torah indicates to us that our understanding that comes from a prophet is very complete. The prophet attains a knowledge that's accurate to the point that you cannot attain within nature, within these systems. The Torah describes things slightly differently here. The Torah says that when we were at Sinai, we said to Hashem, we can't hear you directly. We're scared we're going to die. So why did the Torah mention that here? As the Torah is introducing the idea that we will have a prophet, Navi Akim Lecha, the Torah tells us we will have prophets. The Torah begins by reminding us you had an opportunity for prophecy as a people, and you all said you can't handle it. Hashem, we're not going to remain alive if we continue this way. Why did the Torah give that introduction to the concept of having prophets among the Jewish people? Ramaz Bazeh, what the Torah was alluding here, Shiroi Lismoch al Dvarav, Kmo Shetziva, Vamar Elav Tishma'un, Achei Shu Masig Mashen Bekoach Adam Mitzat Tivo Lasig. The Torah was alluding to the idea that we couldn't handle prophecy. In other words, it's something that's beyond the nature of man. When the Torah said, remember, you had an opportunity for prophecy and you as the Jewish people said, God, we're going to die. We can't handle this. Give us through Moshe. Don't talk to us directly. So the Torah reminds us of that to tell us that prophecy is something that's beyond the human capacity. In indicating that, the Torah was telling us, It pays for you to listen to the prophet. He is accessing something that's beyond the system of nature. Astrology, sorcery, witchcraft, those are all accessing forces within nature. The prophet is giving you something more accurate. It pays for you to listen to it. Remember how you yourself recognized that this was so powerful, you said, we can't handle this. So that, says the Ran, is why the Torah introduces the mitzvah of listening to a prophet with that part of history. The Torah commanded us here to rely on the prophet who prophesies in the name of Hashem. Moshe Tziva, as the Pasuk commands, Eilav Tishma'un, listen to him. The Torah warns us of a very severe punishment if people don't listen to the prophet. The Pasuk says, if someone does not listen to the prophet who says in Hashem's name, God says, I will personally take him to task. So that's part one. Torah says, listen to him. So as a child, I always had a question. I learned magic, sleight of hand, right? Not black magic, yes, sleight of hand. And I always wondered, how did they know that the Navi wasn't tricking them? So the Ran continues, Avalo bi'er b'mai v'chen ha'navi, ad sh'nida shu navi emet sh'nismoch al devarav. The Pasuk does not explain yet, how do you know he's a true prophet? How do you know he's telling the truth that you should rely on him? Ukmo shechashash v'amar. So the Pasuk then tells you, v'chi tomar bilvavecha. And maybe you'll tell yourself, how do I know when a person's lying? A Navi tells me, hey, God sent me, listen to me. How do I know if he's lying? You could have also asked the identical question in inverse. Instead of saying, how do I know when he's lying? You could have said, you could have said, how do I know he's telling the truth? The Torah words it as, how do I know when a Navi is lying? We would have asked, how do I know when he's telling the truth? ולפי הנראה מדברי הרמב״ם זל בפרק האחרון מלכות יסודי התורה שפסוק זה נכללו שתי השאלות. Rambam explains that both questions were included in the Torah. When the Torah said, you'll ask yourself, how do I know if he's lying? The Torah meant to say both sides of the coin. How do I know if he's lying? How do I know if he's telling the truth? כלומר, Rambam says, איכן נדע את הדבר אשר לא דיברו, ואיכן נדע את הדבר אשר דיברו השם. So Rambam learns that the answer is one. You already know from the style of the Ran that the Ran is going to argue on the Rambam. First, he'll explain to us Rambam's explanation, and then the Ran will give us a totally new explanation as to how we're supposed to understand the prophet. Why the Torah only described one side of the coin, what happens with the other side of the coin. This, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will learn next week, both his summary of Rambam's position and his own position. Right, he's in the process. He's still going to tell us the Rambam, and then he will himself take on a whole new explanation.
I have a question.